On today's show, Ford could begin retail sales of autonomous cars by 2025. Chevy reveals the driving range of the Bolt EV, and why California believes automakers won't have trouble meeting its ZEV mandate. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for the 13th of September for 2016. The Ford Motor Company strongly hinted at selling fully autonomous cars to retail customers around 2025. The company previously announced it will have autonomous cars and commercial ride-sharing programs in 2021. At a media event at the company's headquarters yesterday, Ford CEO Mark Fields said retail sales could start in the middle of the next decade. He also said Ford has a number of advantages over the tech companies that are getting into autonomous cars and mobility services. First, he said Ford already has the capability to manufacture cars in scale. Second, it is an experienced systems integrator of technology and automobiles. Third, it has a huge finance arm, which is critical to handling payments for mobility services. And finally, it has a huge wholesale and retail network all around the world. Mark Fields says that as Ford adds mobility services, the nature of the business will change. It's no longer about how many vehicles we can sell, he said. It's about how many services we can sell. And speaking of autonomy, chipmaker NVIDIA just introduced a new artificial intelligence computer for self-driving cars. Called Drive PX2, it's a palm-sized, single processor that can handle driving and mapping for autonomous cars. The company revealed that Chinese tech firm Baidu will use the new computer for its autonomous cloud-to-car system. But this won't be the first application for Drive PX2. As we reported earlier this year, Formula E is using the computer for its autonomous RoboRace series. Still to come, California sets a lofty electrified sales goal, but thinks automakers won't have a tough time meeting it. More on that right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
California's zero emission vehicle mandate stipulates that by 2025, around 15% of an OEM sales need to be plug-in hybrids, pure EVs, fuel cell vehicles, or some other sort of zero emission vehicle. But as we've been reporting, sales of those vehicles are minuscule, and instead consumers are snapping up SUVs and crossovers. So can the state meet its goal? On Autoline this week, John is joined by Mike McCarthy from the California Air Resources Board. And in the following clip, he explains why the state can hit its target.
So in California, we actually, they're beating the standard right now. We have a flat standard through 2017 model year.
But this has been the easy part, right? After 2017 is when it really starts to ramp up.
That's right. So we've been running around 3% of new car sales in California with fuel cell vehicles, battery electrics, and plug-in hybrids. It does ramp up in 2018 and beyond. We're doing some analysis on it right now, but manufacturers have also been over-complying to build up some credits to help smooth out that transition. So we think actually there's a lot of things converging right now, right? We've got Chevy talking about a 200-mile, $35,000 car. We've got Tesla talking about a affordable 200-plus-mile car. We have Ford and Nissan who have said, me too, that they're going to bring something. The battery technology has come down faster than we projected. There are a lot of things converging right now that are making this attractive. In California, Governor Brown has made sure every part of California is committed to this. We have utilities working on more and more infrastructure. We've just had charging infrastructure. Three of the utilities now entered the market and expanding and putting out significant amounts of infrastructure and charging. We have other complementary policies from access to HOV lanes. Very popular in the Southern California, Northern California area.
That sells a lot of electrics, let me tell you. I don't have to tell you.
It does. We have rebates to help consumers on top of the federal rebate. A lot of places have free parking in downtown parking structures where they're paying a monthly fee. They can get free parking with these advanced vehicles. So we have worked with the utilities with time of use charging and nighttime charging rates to make the electricity more affordable. So we have, luckily with the support of Governor Schwarzenegger and Governor Brown, had every agency committed to the goal of transitioning California to zero-emission vehicles.
For a closer look at how the industry is coming along in meeting fuel economy and emission regulations, You can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. Coming up next, Chevy announces the official range of the Bolt, Renault-Nissan hit an EV milestone, and Hyundai upgrades the Sonata Hybrid.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
There had been rumblings that the Chevy Bolt would exceed its estimated 200-mile range. And now it's official. The Bolt will be able to travel 238 miles on a single charge. As you may know, that's about 20 more miles than Tesla is currently estimating for its affordable EV, the Model 3. But as you also know, there is no way Tesla CEO Elon Musk will allow it to remain this way, even if the Model 3 only boasts one more mile of range. And in other EV news, Renault-Nissan revealed it has sold 350,000 EVs worldwide since its first electric car, the Nissan Leaf, went on sale in 2010. And while that's not a huge number, it does represent half of all EVs sold. The Leaf makes up most of that total, with over 230,000 units sold globally. Hyundai is offering upgraded infotainment and connectivity features for the Sonata Hybrid for 2017. Improvements include a larger 7-inch high-res touchscreen, HD radio is now standard, as is Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, and it offers the next generation of Hyundai's BlueLink connected car system. There are also 7 new exterior colors to choose from. Look for the 2017 Sonata Hybrid to start hitting dealer showrooms soon with a starting price of just under $27,000. But that wraps up today's show. Thank you for watching, and join us again tomorrow for the latest news in the global automotive industry.